Hello there, a very good morning. You're watching Proactive London and here to talk about the monthly global decarbonisation report for December 2021 is our climate earth, Gabriella Herculano. So great to have you back. So we're going to rewind and talk about that festive month and maybe take us through some of the key themes and achievements, Gabby, if you would, and great to see you.
It's great to see you too, Katie, and I think Happy New Year again. Looking back in 2021, it is... there's no doubt it was the year of S&P. We look back and we see very strong performance. The what used to be called the FANGs, now I think in the US they're called the mamas. Meta, Alphabet, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, they all had a very good year. What was also striking is that we had a bit of the revenge of the old economy. A lot of energy names had a very good year, and so did Ford. As we rotated out of growth and back to value, a lot of investors were looking for value. We have our reservations. We're concerned about a lot of risks in that strategy. But there's no doubt that we saw that rotation and that justifies the performance. So we closed the year. We have two funds, the Global Decarbonization Enablers. We closed the year at 7.6%, mm-hmm. and we peaked in November. As the U.S. Got clarity on the infrastructure bill, before it coincided with all the announcements and the discussions pre-COP, we had a very good run-up in October and a bit of a rally. We peaked in mid-November, both funds. So our Smart Energy Fund, we were above 40% for the year back in November. And then we had a rotation out of growth again towards the end of the year. December was very much all about that fear of inflation. Rightly so. We are talking about US CPI at about 7%, with a third of that being due to energy. And energy in direct sense, as coal prices, natural gas and gasoline prices spiked in the US, and also from an indirect pressure on prices, as energy is a commodity for pretty much everything that we do, from services to industries. Mm-hmm. But here's the angle for 2022. That persistent part of inflation, we think, is the energy related. So we call this FOSS inflation. And paradoxically, that FOSS inflation that is due to this transition that is happening in a asymmetric way, we are cutting supply before we fundamentally move demand away from fossil fuel. So that persistent inflation is actually pretty beneficial for the climate change solutions that we represent, because mm-hmm. they just show that renewable energy, virtual power plants, vehicles to grid, electric vehicles, all of these solutions, they make economic sense, and that they are our best way out of this addiction that we've had to fossil fuel. So we actually think paradoxically that FOSS inflation that will persist not only in 2022, but 2023, ultimately will benefit the companies in our universe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's undoubtable, but it's going to be a tricky one, isn't it? Because 2022's got a lot to live up to, because we had COP26, of course, in 2021. And of course, there is this energy issue, and there might be a concern that people might go off green for a while.
But that's not what we're observing, Katie. We're observing an acceleration, and that is across a variety of solutions, from telepresence and meal kits and efficient processes, for example. So these are three names in our universe that actually had a in our view, they overcorrected. I'm referring to Zoom, yeah. HelloFresh, and DocuSign. These are companies that benefited from COVID, from the working from home trend, and investors moved away from those three names. And we think it's completely overdone. The companies have very interesting solutions. They are very sticky subscription-based revenue models. So we think that these companies, for example, are very oversold. Mm-hmm. Our plant-based universe, Beyond Meat, Oatly, and Tattoo Chef, they all had a pretty bad year. But then if you look at the companies that enable their plant-based diet very interesting companies, one called Novozymes and the other one is a Dutch company called DSM, they actually had a pretty good year. What does that tell you? It tells you that market is questioning the moat around the brand, around those that are, you know, in front of consumers, but nothing epitomizes universal adoption than getting to McDonald's and ordering a Beyond Meat plant-based burger. And that's where we are at. So the plant-based burger that was this idea, this, you know, trend within a niche of a niche, it's mainstream. I mean, it's you walk in McDonald's and you can order a Beyond Meat plant-based burger. Another, of course, the electric vehicle space, the acceleration is so evident. Yeah. In the UK and in the EU, we now sell more electric vehicles than diesel vehicles. Yes, I'm talking diesel, but when we did our projections for 2030 electric vehicles adoption, we were forecasting 50 million out of 90, so about 55%, so going above that half by 2030. We came across a very interesting piece of research for UK and Europe. They're forecasting that we're going to get to that point of more than half of sales coming from electric vehicles as early as 2025. And that is that acceleration. The evidence is so big. And I'll mention just a final thought on that. Germany, US, and China, the commitments from this Biden administration towards renewable energy and the acceleration is a 10x story for solar and also for long duration energy storage, which is a sub-theme that we're very excited about in 2022. Germany, the new government pushing wind in a very material way, and China, which is also actually a very interesting name. A lot of our Chinese companies did very well in 2021. And that's because China is decarbonizing China. China is decarbonizing Asia. And the commitment is unprecedented. We're talking about $75 trillion of commitment towards net zero solutions by 2050. That adds to the Mark Carney G-Fence announcements over Glasgow of about $32 trillion for the next 10 years. Katie, this is unprecedented. And this is capital that will flow towards the climate change solutions that we're representing in our universe.
All right, Gabriella, thank you very much. Indeed, a fruitful December 2021 and more to come this year. We'll be looking forward to our regular catch-ups. Thank you very much indeed. That's Gabriella Herculano there from iCliner Earth.
Thank you so much for having me.